Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Annie Fry Show is sponsored by Forensic IT, the tech experts that find the root cause of your technical problems. ForensicIT.com.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Come on, turn the radio on. It's Saturday and I won't be long.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
For sake, Kit, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Oh my gosh. What is happening in the world? What in the world is going on? I'm looking at the TV screen. It looks like Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York, is going to get impeached at some point for groping people. But it has nothing to do with the thousands of deaths he caused in New York City. Nobody's even mentioning it. So you can cause deaths, apparently, if you're a Democrat governor.
They are all over this groping
every
thing.
Every station is covering that story right now, including MSNBC and CNN. That's why I'm saying he's going to get impeached. Because if it was just Fox News, maybe BBC, it wouldn't see the light of day. But every station is covering this now. The mayor of New York has also turned on Cuomo, and he is saying that, aside from Cuomo, that vaccine mandates and passports are in full effect. That's real. Mary Walters was talking just a second ago and used the phrase, Gonzo is a sexless puppet. I don't know what's happening in the world, Trish. I really don't. I can't make sense of it.
Mm-mm.
But I can tell you that really, though, this is very, very concerning. I've been following this, for a long time, but it's ramping up. We talked about anxiety yesterday, kind of in this segment. It's getting worse because the government is getting worse. Everything I'm hearing from every Washington insider, people in the White House that I follow and know and so forth, they're usually right about these things. They give you about a week notice and say, look, this is what's being discussed. Apparently, what's being discussed in the White House right now is massive government overreach on COVID. Again. And I say again just because that's what we've dealt with. But here's the difference. We haven't dealt with this on a federal level yet. Trump did not put mandates in effect. He knew the role of government. He knew it was to get the red tape out of the way. He was trying to get people safe, get a vaccine. They did it. And now we're going to see the other side of that coin because we have a Democrat in office. In the time that we're in, I wanted to get some historical perspective, especially on the difference in approaches between Trump and Biden and what may be coming. I'm going to guess by the end of this week, if not next week. Just get ready. I don't know if it's full nation mask mandates, if it's lockdowns. I can tell you one thing. Red state governors are not going to have it. But if you're in a blue state like I am, Trish is, we live in Illinois, I don't know what it's going to look like. I really don't. And that's why my anxiety is starting to get a little bit higher than it was even yesterday at this time.
I mean, you came to me right before the show and said, I feel like something's coming. Something big is coming. It feels like a calm before the storm. And I admittedly have been ignoring it. I feel it too, but I've just been kind of ignoring it.
Well, when I opened this morning and saw that de Blasio, you can't go in New York City as of September 13th, which why? Wait, no, sorry. Full enforcement September 13th. The order is going to affect August 16th. By September 13th, the Delta variant probably has already peaked. I mean, what are you thinking? But as of whenever they start enforcing this stuff, maybe August 16th, you can't go into a restaurant, a show, a gym at all without showing your papers in New York City. This is America. No joke. This is happening. And with maybe more from the White House coming, I wanted to talk to Gretchen Wohler. She's author of a book about, well, the history of Trump already and Lincoln, comparing the two. The book is called Born to Fight, Lincoln and Trump. Thanks for being here, Gretchen.
Thank you so much.
So first question, let's just go right to the heart of the matter. You've studied Trump a lot, obviously, in writing this book. Is it too early to talk about Trump? Because is he going to be back in the White House at some point? What do you think?
Well, I have no doubt that he will continue to fight. He has to. We have two Americas, and you said it. There are two sides to the coin. One's a Democrat side, and the other is the other America that we want. There's no meeting in the middle. There's no room for compromise. We're as divided as we were in Abraham Lincoln's day. And no, what Donald Trump is still able to do is he is fighting in election integrity. He's still doing what he did in the White House, only, you know, he's just got to bide his time. But he's a fighter. And I know that. I know from studying him and studying Abraham Lincoln and how similar they are. And we have to learn from our history because we are fighting for our history. There are so many absurdities. And by the way, it knows no bounds. It will continue to get worse. Abraham Lincoln said a house divided against itself cannot stand. It will become all one thing or all the other. He knew that's how his opponents operated, and he knew his opponents and how bad they were. And of course, they fought a knockdown, kill 'em civil war in order to bring the country back to that hardworking Americans who believe in freedom and true history and respect for our flag. So, no, Donald Trump is a fighter. I know that, and he will never give up.
Gretchen Wohler on the phone, author of Born to Fight, Lincoln and Trump. So when I saw the title, I thought, this doesn't quite seem fair to compare Lincoln and Trump, but you're really talking more about the times that these two men lived in and governed within. Are you saying that you think, I mean, you're not alone in thinking this, but are we in as divided times as we were in the Civil War?
Oh, definitely. And that is only one chapter of my book. It's not just the times we're in. These two leaders are so incredibly similar in many significant ways, how they communicate with the masses, how they keep it real with the people, their families, their ancestries, their personal faith, the way they are common men, yet they have risen above that common man status, but they're still able to absolutely be one of the common people in America and lead leadership style. So it's not just the times that they are similar. You have to read the book in order to understand it. But a lot of us have a mythological thinking of Abraham Lincoln, that he is the most serious statesman in the world. And that is very, very different from what he truly was as a person. And I still believe Abraham Lincoln is the greatest president our nation has ever had. But a lot of people don't realize how much Donald Trump has those characteristics in Abraham Lincoln that made him able to fight a divided nation. And basically, Lincoln and Trump both stood up and said, stop, that's enough. They kind of smoked those skunks out from under the barn. And that's when things really, really start ramping up. And the fight is on because Trump has called out the phonies and the Democrats and all of those who want a different kind of America, and basically said what half the nation thinks is, we don't want that kind of America, the elites lording over the masses. And he stood up and said, that's enough. And they are out to get him, just like they were out to get Lincoln. Of course, the South seceded. Today, they have a hard time seceding because it's on a state-by-state level. The Democrat states want to do their own thing. It's not just in the South. It's all over. And they don't want to do it all themselves. They want the entire nation to be what they have in those Democrat-run states.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. That is a very different the geographical lines are much different now than they were. We almost have two coasts, and then we have Illinois here in the middle, which we live in. Even though we're broadcasting from St. Louis, both of us in the studio live in Illinois, and so we see the divide between the states, and you have the West Coast, East Coast, and then Illinois. But what I see Trump doing right now, and I want to get your opinion on this, is that he has really focused his fight. He weighs in on issues, for sure, but he has focused his fight on these election integrity audits that are happening. What do you see playing out should we see fraud be evident in Maricopa County, for instance, or elsewhere?
Well, that's hard to say because we know how deep the swamp is. We don't know to what extent the Supreme Court and we know the DOJ now is Democrat led and run. But what have the Democrats and the liberal left had to pay for in during all of Trump's administration? Not much. And they will absolutely go as far as they can, as long as they can get away with it. And it's just hard to say. I don't know if the proof comes out, it will be blasted as lies and hidden, and they'll deflect and they will deny and all of that. And it takes more than just one national leader fighting. And I know we have some good fighters, not only in Congress, but we, the American people, have got to stop just letting things go and saying, oh, this is just normal. In 4 years, we'll get back to, you know, whatever. But all of us have got to stand up and just stand up for truth. Another thing Trump is fighting is the rhinos. It's not just in election integrity. It's those people who are in the wrong party. And they're just, you know, it's like traitors in the ranks. Abraham Lincoln called it fire in the rear. Mm. And it's, you know, it can be devastating to what we want. And Trump absolutely knows that. Lincoln said, our cause, it must be entrusted to and conducted by its own undoubted friends, those whose hearts are in the work to care for the result. Lincoln said, we got to get rid of the rhinos, because he had them too. And Trump understands that as well. So where it goes, and if the truth can prevail, if enough people, you know, the messaging has got to be out there. But we as individuals in America, we have to start standing up as well. I know it's cancel culture, and gosh darn, there could be something happen to you. Somebody could call you a name. We've just got to stand up and just be bold and pay attention, because we will leave our children one of these two Americas, and I would rather leave them the one that believes in strength, prosperity, and a free people.
Absolutely, and well said. Gretchen Woller is author of Born to Fight, Lincoln and Trump. If you want to pick that up and hear more about this topic, you can. Thank you so much for being here. You know, we always say we're in unprecedented times, but I see your book, and I think, you know what? Maybe we have been through these things before, and we've been okay, and maybe we will again, right?
Yes, we have been here before. We have to learn from history. We have to fight for our history. And yes, Born to Fight Lincoln and Trump, it's on Amazon. It's also on my website, Gretchen Wollert, WOLLERT.com.
Thank you so much for being here. Coming up next, we've got a normal guest that we haven't talked to in probably a month. I think he's been on vacation. Everybody's been on vacation. It's summer. That's what people do in the summer. Jim Carafano is coming up next. We're going to talk about COVID worldwide, because people are pissed. Let's go into it nation by nation. We'll go around the world in 80 days coming up next here on the Andy Fry Show. FM Talk. This is Ryan Wiggins in for Annie Fry. Dana Lash will be in next hour for Annie, and that's the way it's going to be for the next month or so until Labor Day when Annie comes back. For now, we've got one of our favorite guests on the phone, Jim Carafano. Jim, thanks for coming back.
Hey, great to be with you.
You have a good vacation so far?
I did. We went to Nashville, which was awesome.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You went to the free country of Tennessee.
I did, and it was great. I heard went to a place called The Listening Room, heard a bunch of singer-songwriters. It's really, really neat. Went to the Ryman Auditorium, never been there. You know, the original home of the Grand Ole Opry. No, it's a great town. Good food, good, awesome music. So much history there.
You sound refreshed. So let's go around the world and maybe you can fill us in on what's been happening over the last, I don't know, couple weeks in different parts of the world, because I'm watching, I'm sure you are too, on Twitter. Things are blowing up all over the world in response to COVID mandates and vaccine mandates and everything. Let's start in Europe, specifically France. Can you tell me what's been happening there?
Well, several places in Europe have had some pretty serious demonstrations pushing back on mandates and lockdowns and the such. And, you know, Europe has had some internal struggles really going back to the migrant flow that occurred after the migration from Syria and kind of the rise of the populist movement. And I think, you know, your polite, you know, pinky lifting, you know, tea drinking Europeans would want to suggest that, well, that was that nastiness in the past. But the reality is there's an enormous amount of political discord in Europe, particularly in France, where they're going to have presidential elections next year. It's going to be a real chance that you could have a radical right candidate, Le Pen, challenge for the presidency. And we could see dramatic shifts in French policy.
What about Australia? Australia, that's one country that I've always thought was, you know, at least in most ways, pretty similar to the United States as far as culturally goes. But I'm seeing videos of police talking about how they're going to go from door to door. They have drones flying around telling people, do not be outside. Do not be outside without a mask. Go back in your homes. That's not what I thought Australia was like.
Well, Australia adopted a very different strategy, and it was basically a strategy of isolation. And so they dramatically limited travel in and out of Australia. And that was really kind of plan A. And what's happened is that they've had a series of COVID outbreaks in Australia, and their response has been incredibly draconian lockdowns because they don't have the medical infrastructure and other things. The estimate is going to take them until next year to get 70% of the Australians vaccinated, because it hasn't been the priority for the government. So the domestic backlash against the lockdowns has been incredibly severe. So again, another country that is suffering away. But in Australia, it really is about COVID. You know, in a lot of countries, like in Europe, it's COVID is like we saw in Cuba. It's laid on a bunch of on top of issues. In Australia, it's about COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but people are pushing back, right? I mean, no matter where you go, the more draconian these laws are, the more people are getting fed up with it.
Yeah, what's remarkable is look at the case of Sweden, and where my wife said that's an island. I said, well, no, actually, it's not an island, where they've had no lockdowns, and right now Sweden is at a zero death rate, and the Swedes have just dealt with it in a very open and transparent manner, and it's actually worked for them, almost in contrast to others. So we've learned that lockdowns strangle the economy. They're not really terribly efficient in terms of blocking the transmission of COVID for, you know, heavily populated areas.
We're speaking with Jim Carafano, foreign policy and national security expert at Heritage. So is it the United States has been providing these vaccines for the rest of the world? I mean, I thought that Europe would have had their own. I mean, AstraZeneca's there, and that's not as much here. But you're telling me, you know, Australia didn't have anything. Are we pretty much the provider for the world?
Well, this is interesting, because the Biden, first of all, as you would expect, the plan was vaccinate Americans and then rapidly share the vaccine as quickly as we could. That was the Trump plan. The Biden guys just inherited it. They actually changed the plan significantly And they said, look, we're going to push this out through what's called COVAX, which is under a distribution of the World Health Organization, and we're going to do it equitably. Well, the problem with that is the world doesn't equitably need vaccines. Some places need it a lot more than others. Some are much more strategically relevant to the United States. And also, when you're pushing out through a national organization, it's not really clear that it's the United States that's helping you. And plus, the United States gave many tens of millions of dollars under Biden to COVAX to buy vaccines, and they went out with a lot of that money and bought Chinese vaccines, which aren't nearly as efficacious as the Western vaccines or even the Russian vaccine. Matter of fact, the Chinese vaccines are a real problem because people get vaccinated and they think that they're good. Some people have zero antibodies after taking the Chinese vaccine, which is... So we've kind of, this administration has really kind of screwed up global deployment of vaccines. I mean, in a horrible way that's just gotten zero attention. But they've actually been terrible at this. But the other interesting issue, which is, what's going on in China? What's going on in North Korea? What's going on in Iran? Well, in a lot of these closed countries, we actually don't know what's going on because they're not really sharing information on how they're really responding.
Yeah, speaking of not getting much attention and China, I've seen some things in the news that seem like pretty big deals, but nobody's really talking about them, and so they kind of don't exist until people start talking about them. Like, right. For instance, there was some committee in Congress that just yesterday or maybe over the weekend decided that, it's pretty conclusive, and we can all move forward now and say for sure, that it was China that created this thing and leaked it from the lab. Whether that was intentional or not, we don't know. But that we should pretty much end debate on that. But I haven't seen that being talked about anywhere.
So this was a report that was put out under the Republicans, under Congressman McCall from Texas, from the House Foreign Affairs Committee, which is a pretty just eye-opening report if you read it, that really, with open-source information, demonstrates really serious concerns about what the Chinese were doing, the complete lack of transparency, the cover-up. I mean, it is just a shocking report. And what's again, not to throw rocks at the administration, but Biden said, when people wouldn't buy the line anymore, Trump just made this up. And they said, oh, well, Biden asked for a 90-day review from the Intelligence Committee. Not go find the information, not get to the truth, but just take 90 days and then tell me what you think, right? Well, the House, without access to classified information, in less time than that, generated an incredibly alarming report. But I got to be honest with you. I think this administration, they don't really want to know the truth, because if they knew the truth, then they'd have to deal with it, and it would just force them to have to confront the Chinese, and they're just so averse against doing that.
Yeah. Jim Carafano from Heritage. Have you been following at all some of the other action that's being taken in Congress? Looks like it has bipartisan support. Again, something that nobody's really talking about but is happening. This idea of stopping China, or at least the Chinese Communist Party, it may end up just being China and some other nations that are hostile to us, from buying or owning land in the United States. Have you been following that?
I don't think it's going anywhere. There's a huge, big China bill. And you would think this is the number one strategic issue that America confronts, and it's the one that apparently Republicans and Democrats agree that this is, and it's dead. I don't think we're going to get a China bill out of the Congress. And the reason for that is really simple, because it went to the House, and Pelosi just loaded up with a bunch of stuff about green energy and environment, have nothing to do with China, and refused to take it out. So I think the whole thing's going to die.
Gosh, that's so disappointing, because we just talked to, and I don't remember who it was, we talked to somebody last week who was part of the committees that were leading these things, and he was very optimistic. I mean, I guess that's what you have to do if you're leading a bill, is be optimistic.
Right, of course, yeah.
Pass.
But yeah, I don't know if they're going to do anything on China.
Gosh, that drives me crazy.
Right now, all they want to do is pass $4 trillion of money, spending of money we don't have, to do all kinds of stuff which are going to be incredibly destructive to our economy and country, including passing an unprecedented amnesty. We're going to have like 2 million illegal immigrants at the pace we're going. An amnesty would just incentivize maybe tens of millions of more illegal immigrants in the United States in just a very short time. It's like, I want to go back on vacation.
No kidding. But they won't take any refugees from Cuba still, right?
Right. And they won't deal with the number one challenge in this, which is not climate change. It's not, it's not systemic racism. The number one challenge to America's safety and security in the world today is China. They can't do a bill on that, but they can do a bill of $4 trillion of leftist pet projects and get Republicans to sign off on that and give them a mass amnesty and not secure the border and do nothing on China and get away with it. This is why they're so desperate about a federal takeover of the election system, because they just can't get what they want done under the old model, which is when you start to do stuff that people hate, they will stop voting for you and you won't be in government anymore. And so rather than stopping doing things that they know Americans are going to hate, they would just rather change the electoral system to make sure they can always get elected.
Yeah, that is so insightful. Jim Carafano on the phone with us. I think of a line that you've said many times, too, when thinking about this administration as is, that they just have domestic agenda, mostly social issue projects right. that they push. They have no foreign policy.
Well, I mean, in so much as foreign policy is useful for pushing their domestic agenda. I mean, so the things they get excited about overseas are, you know, gender equality and, you know, green energy and all the same junk they're excited about in the United States. Other than that, I mean, their strategy is largely to disengage from the rest of the world.
Well, what's
I
going
mean,
on?
They used to say Trump was an isolationist. Biden is much more of an isolationist than, and you know, leave the ATM. They will engage this world. They're happy to leave the ATM open. So, you know, they'll throw money at people. They're happy to do that. But they're not terribly excited about going out and making the tough calls to protect America's interests. It's not a partisan thing. It's just what they're doing.
Yeah, and on that note, I was hoping you could give us, just before we run out of time here, an update on the Middle East, what's going on in Afghanistan and Iran especially.
Well, Afghanistan is a total disaster, as everyone predicted it would be. And I talked to a senior Trump official who said, look, here's 2,500 troops. If you leave them there forever, they can deal with the terrorism issue. They can backstop the Afghan government. You can do that forever and get away with it. You guys do what you think's best. And then they just pull the troops out and create a disaster in Afghanistan. And in the Middle East, everybody's just watching the United States humiliate itself in front of Iran, pleading to Iran to let us back in the deal. Of course, the Iranians are just being more difficult, more aggressive, more horrible, just to humiliate the United States as much as possible. I worry about the Middle East the most of all, that thing where things are just going to blow up in our face.
Has China been meeting with Taliban leaders? Is that true?
Of course, yeah. I mean, everybody's been meeting with Taliban leaders because everybody's hedging their bets on how this is going to play out. China, Russia, India, well, not the Indians, haven't been meeting with Taliban, but Iran, Turkey, they all have interest in Afghanistan and how this thing goes. It's a real disaster. Because, of course, it's like Libya, where everybody had an interest in Libya, but nobody had an interest in working together to actually not have Libya melt down and become a disaster. It's exactly what's happening in Afghanistan. Everybody has their interest, but nobody has an interest in the Afghan people or in working together to make sure the Afghanistan is stable, the Afghan people are looked after. It's going to be another Libya.
Yeah. Jim Carafano, thank you so much for coming back after vacation and still thinking of us. We appreciate that.
Well, you've depressed me so much, I might have to go back.
I know. And we went across the whole world. So I promise
another
we'd do,
city.
Yeah, we'd do around the world in 80 days, and we did it, and we came back no better for it.
Well, you guys are great. Thanks for having the show, and really thanks for all you guys do. It's a tremendous show.
Thanks for joining us.
Annie should be very proud of you guys.
Well, we assume that she is. She'll be back on September 7th. We'll talk to her more at that point. For now, she's going to take care of the baby, and we're just going to take care of this. 97.1 FM Talk. This is Ryan Wiggins in for Annie Fry.
The Annie Fry Show is streaming online. Watch us live on YouTube and subscribe.
This is Ryan Wiggins in for Annie Fry. Trisha Siekman here and Thomas Helbig joining us.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Thomas.
So I got to tell you a story. The first time I ever came into 97.1, I've been a listener to this station for a long, long time before I worked here. And I started just kind of out in what we call the bullpen out there, working, just doing the clips and stuff like that and plugging in ads and stuff like that. And you walked in one day, and I didn't know you by sight, but I had heard you on the station so many times that I saw you walk by, and I said, well, you know, there's people walking by all the time when you hear guests and things, especially before COVID. Like, people were everywhere all the time.
Sure.
And so you walked by, and I said, oh, who's that? And they said, just listen. And so I said, oh, okay. And so I heard you start talking, and I'm like, that's Thomas Helbig. I can't believe it. I recognized your voice, but I didn't recognize your face. So it's good to be in here talking with a celebrity.
Thanks for having me. So I hope that's a compliment.
It's a, it is
like
a compliment.
Good or bad.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah. Okay. No, I just, you've been on 97.1 for so long.
A long time, probably 10 years or so.
Yeah, very, very loyal to this station. And I know a lot of our listeners are loyal to you with events like the one you got coming up soon.
Tuesday, August 10th at 6:30 p.m. at the Frontenac Hilton.
Awesome. Yes. So what are these events like? Because I've been in studio with Annie many times. And when you're off air, we talk about how fun the events are. You know, the first, whatever, 15, 20 minutes, you guys just joke around. And Mark Cox and Mark Reardon will be there this year. And
right. But first 10, 15 minutes, we do a little trivia, hand out some T-shirts, things like that. It's fun. And then I talk for 45 minutes. So about 6:45 till 7:30. That's it. 45-minute talk. But whoever's out there listening, you don't want to miss this event. If you're 59 and a half years old, or if you're about 5 years away from retirement, you don't want to miss this event. We'll talk about a number of issues that you never hear from your Wall Street broker or a banker. We'll teach you strategies on how to participate in the gains of the market without risking a penny of your nest egg. And that's important. We're going to show you how to reduce or eliminate fees. Fees are an important aspect of your retirement account because they eat away at your account. But one of the things we also talk about at 59 and a half, most people out there have a 401k or a 403b and things like that, a company plan. The only time you can move that company plan is when you're leaving that company or when you're 59 and a half years old. When you're 59 and a half, it's called an in-service rollover you can do to an IRA in your own account. It's tax-free. You avoid the fees, but you lock in those gains. Get that money protected because the last thing you want to do is keep riding the market and then go through a downturn or a market crash within 5 years of retiring. It's devastating to your retirement account, and it takes years to recover. So that's what we teach people, how to do it, and it's simple.
So a lot of people who listen to the station, obviously your clients, they trust you.
All my clients come in from 97.1.
Exactly. And so when they come to you and they, you know, you make these, you say, this is the strategy, you know, 45 minutes, and you walk away with, oh, that's the strategy. Do you get people coming up to you afterwards and being like, okay, what's really going on?
They'll have questions, but that's when they'll set up a free consultation. They'll come in, we'll review it, go over it, but also at that free consultation, I'll send them home with a copy of my book. And everything's in writing. These strategies have been around for 27 years. This isn't something made up. These are legit vehicles that allow you to protect your principal and get above normal size returns than a bank is giving you. And that's what most retirees are looking for, pre-retirees. They want their money safe, but they want to outpace inflation.
Yeah, I would think when the market's riding high, a lot of people are like, wow, you know, this is amazing. But then when it's been so volatile, I mean, nobody could ever foresee March 2020 coming.
Correct.
And everybody thought, well, this is the Trump economy. Nothing's going to stop this, myself included. And so nobody saw it coming. And yet people who were in your program, they didn't have to worry about
it. They didn't lose a penny. Not one lost a penny. And last year with the market, I mean, as low as it came, and then it came roaring back because of Trump's economy and how everything was set up. My clients got tremendous gains last year, but they didn't lose a penny. They didn't worry. They didn't sweat when the markets were dropping and people were losing 20, 30% of their life savings. So that's when you can avoid that nightmare and avoid that stress, that's important. So if anybody wants to attend, call 314-993-9494. Once again, 314-993-9494, or go online at retirementkey.com. Once again, that's retirementkey.com. You can register online.
So do you personally, Thomas, do you watch the market? I mean, just out of curiosity.
Yes, I do.
Because it's one of those things that I've heard you talk about Retirement Key for so long. That I'm like, well, if you're in that, you don't even have to watch the market.
No, you don't. But I watch the market. I like to see what's going on in the market and some of my clients, what's nice is they're tracking a certain index or whatever. You could go online, but they don't lose sleep over it. If the market's down, they're dropping a day or two or a week, they don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. They know their money's safe. They're never going to lose a penny. And that's what people need to learn. When you get close to retirement, you don't want to be risking your nest egg. You can't. It's just too stressful.
Are you worried with, I shouldn't say worried because you don't worry, but with when you watch the market, you know.
With inflation.
Inflation. And Biden is spending so much more money.
Oh, my God.
So 17 Republicans apparently are agreeing to spend more on this infrastructure bill. And then apparently there's another bill probably coming through reconciliation later this year. I mean, inflation is going to take off.
Oh, it's already started.
Yeah.
And it's going to get worse. I talked about that this morning on the Mark Cox Show. Inflation is already rearing its ugly head, and it's going to get worse, especially what they want to spend more, another trillion or more. Oh, and when inflation hits, and it's just starting, does not build well on the stock market. It doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And think about this. Do you remember in the 80s? Now, we're talking a long time ago when we had massive inflation. Interest rates have to keep coming up to offset the inflation. Well, when you have interest rates on CDs paying 11, 12%, why does anybody want to go into the stock market and risk their life savings when they could get a 10, 11, 12% return on a CD? The markets do not bode well with inflation, and that's what we have coming. We're going to have massive volatility down the road. Now, again, I don't have a crystal ball, but it's going to happen. It's a matter of time. We've had a 12-year bull run, and massive volatility is coming. So get your money safe if you're nearing retirement or already retired.
Right. Yeah, you said it. I mean, 12 straight years.
12 straight years of a bull run.
It really makes the Trump economy look even better because Obama came in right at the bottom. And
exactly.
So it's going to naturally rise, right?
Right.
And
right.
So
especially
Trump,
they did all the stimulus and all that.
Exactly.
Remember, but that
and
was nothing compared to what's going on now.
Exactly. And so Trump comes in, the economy continues to go up without inflation, which was almost miraculous after 8 years.
Exactly.
And then 2020 hits. And now it feels like everything we're doing is just artificially propping up the economy.
That's exactly it.
And so it concerns me as somebody who—I watch the market quite a bit, even though I have very, very little money in it. I love watching it just because of the implications for the broader,
sure,
you know, market and society and everything. And it just concerns me that we're so—yes, we've had tremendous growth stock market-wise, even within the last year, which has been really amazing considering COVID— but it's been all government spending
that's
propping it up. And you're just waiting for another shoe to drop.
At some point, the bubble is going to burst.
Exactly.
And what goes up always comes down at some point. And it's coming, folks. So again, if you're nearing retirement, you don't want to miss this event. Go online at retirementkey.com. Once again, retirementkey.com. Sign up for this event. We're going to have a full house again.
That's 1 week from today, right?
1 week from today,
yeah,
at the Frontenac Hilton, August 10th at 6:30 p.m.
RetirementKey.com. If you want to sign up, talk to Thomas and talk to Mark Reardon. And Mark Cox will also
be there live.
It'll be a lot of fun, and they always are, right? There's events.
They really are. They're a good time.
Annie always says when she comes back from them that they're always a pretty good time. Just talking to listeners and everybody kind of hanging out and getting some good info from you.
It's fun. And they're all 97.1 listeners, so that's just neat. It's one big family.
I can confirm. I've been there, and it feels like a 97.1 party.
It is. People love it. They love it.
And
they always say, I'm so glad I came. It's fun.
It's good.
But it's knowledgeable. You're going to learn things that you've never heard about.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that you've persevered through these things because I know, I mean, these events, you've been doing them for a long time, and when they were shutting down events and stuff, it was like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, I know.
Like, this is killing people.
So we were able to do an event last October, finally.
Mm-hmm.
We had over 100 people.
Right.
Everybody
love
came
it
out because they wanted to come out and learn. So
yeah.
These events full up.
People just want to get out. We're having barbecue. You know, we're having our normal festivals in the town that I live in, you know. And it's like, normally they're fairly well attended, but this year, they're so packed. Like, people are just like, just get me out. I want to do something with other people. So, looking forward to next Tuesday. I'm
looking
sure Mark and Mark are too. And you can sign up at retirementkey.com. And, of course, we've got the new schedule here. I'm filling in, of course, on this hour, but Dana Lash is coming up next. She talked a little bit about St. Louis yesterday when she started. That was good. The story was involving a party and bears.
Well, we did have all those bear sightings. Like, you and I were on this, like, other end of it trying to listen
right,
from a technical standpoint.
Right,
but
so,
was she talking about the, like, bears in Kirkwood, maybe?
I don't know, because
she
was talking to the guy off microphone. I was very, I'm like, Dana, hello.
Welcome back, Dana.
Welcome back to St. Louis.
Welcome home.
So we'll see you again tomorrow, and we will do this noon to 1 for the rest of this month and into September when Annie returns after Labor Day. But coming up next, it's Dana Lash here on 97.1 FM Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.